No One Else Can See the Spark by Lazy Days, read by X-Man Hater. Written for the prompt, Adrian Genevieve Rap Party. Adrian is more than a little intimidating from a distance, especially in the tall heels she wears to appearances and parties, seeming twice as tall as Genevieve. With that killer body and gorgeous smile, she's pure Amazonian bombshell. Genevieve has to remind herself that Adrian had been nothing but nice and welcoming to her when Genevieve had her Wonder Woman guest spot. But seeing her a few months later at the season's wrap party, she's nervous all over again. The official party had taken place at the main studio, where there had been catering and media and speeches, and Genevieve, accordingly in regards to her 3-episode mini-arc guest spot, had been herded over to the section with the actors that weren't quite one-off but weren't exactly regulars. So she's made pleasant enough small talk with the others, some of whom she'd never met before as their spots hadn't overlapped, but she never got a chance to see Adrian. Not that Adrian, as the star, would have chance or reason to talk to her in the first place. They'd gotten on well enough while filming, but, thinks Genevieve, looking around all the other people who've popped in and out of the season, the same is most likely true for all of them. She's nothing particularly memorable. The after-party is held in an executive producer's house in the hills, and Genevieve finds herself herded into a car in the middle of a conversation with an actor whose face she knows but whose name she's completely forgotten. When she steps out of the car, he gets lost in the modest crowd spilling towards the open house, and Genevieve realizes starkly she doesn't know a single person around her. Her hand twitches towards her phone anxiously, but her first impulse is to call Jared, and she's training herself out of that. Not that he'd mind the call, the breakup was the definition of amicable, but she's made good steps towards getting the fuck over him, and she's not about to backslide. She shakes her head and steps into the party with a confidence she doesn't quite feel. She sees Adrian in the main room, where there's a blue-lit bar installed along one wall. She's laughing down somewhat indulgently at one of the producers, who's trying to worm his way in closer. It's fascinating to watch the way Adrian smoothly removes herself from his insinuations with no hint of rudeness or even any obvious rejection, but still making it clear that his place is separate to hers and is going to stay that way. Now that the season's ended, she's cut her hair a little. It's still black, a sleek and shiny bob just above shoulder length, curved bangs cut in. It gleams like silk under the overhead lights, her smile bright, white, eyes striking. She's wearing a deep blue strapless satin dress that's ruched over her bust, then falls in an endless smooth sweep down to the floor, nipped in at the waist to show the sheer length of her legs. It moves like a sheet of water when she walks. Genevieve doesn't realize she's standing still and staring until Adrian looks up and meets her eyes. Genevieve startles, the glass she'd picked up from somewhere jerking in her clenching fingers, sloshing some sort of wine onto her knuckles. She tries not to blush and cuts her eyes away, but when she looks over again, Adrian's making her way towards her, smile still bright, but maybe not as forced as it had been to the producer. Genevieve fiddles with her hair a little, using the movement to disguise a quick glance behind her to make sure Adrian's not heading to someone else, leaving Genevieve to make a comedy movie sort of enthusiastic hello, only to have Adrian sail past her. There's no one there, though, so maybe Adrian really is heading towards her. She looks back, and that's definitely her Adrian's looking at, and Genevieve feels short and clumsy, stands still to make sure she doesn't do anything stupid, like trip over her own feet as Adrian heads towards her. "My favorite reporter," says Adrian with a grin as she comes within hearing distance. "Glad you can make it, Genevieve." Genevieve blinks, slightly stunned that Adrian remembers both her name and her role, then wonders if maybe she's being unfair, being surprised, then doesn't really think about anything when Adrian leans down and in. She gives Genevieve a quick, firm hug, kisses both her cheeks, and the press of her cheeks in the corner of her mouth to Genevieve's skin feels shockingly intimate after the 3-inch distance air kisses she's getting used to in Hollywood. She feels flustered and warm and holds her wine glass more tightly so she doesn't do anything dumb like drop it. Her other hand is clutching her purse, so she stands there sort of dumbly, can't return the hug. Adrian pulls back and keeps smiling at her, that wide, gorgeous, perfectly white smile making Genevieve feel a little dizzy. It was all very well and good, she tells herself, having her first post-Jared crush be an inexplicable lesbian crush on the lead star of a fast-rising, successful TV show where she'd had a quick in-out spot on. It seemed safe at the time, but now she's faced with Adrian making her act stupid in front of her. She regrets the fantasies she'd let herself have. Adrian's smile starts to fade a little, so Genevieve opens her mouth and shoves herself into saying something. She starts. "Oh, that's great." "Hi." "So much better. Not moronic at all." "You remember my name?" "Yeah, she should just stop." Adrian tilts her head slightly. Her hair falls in a glossy curtain. Of course, I know all my guest stars' names. She looks away, then cuts her eyes back to Genevieve, almost mischievously. Well, she hedges, most of them, the interesting ones. She laughs, and it seems so private and fun that Genevieve laughs too, feels herself both relaxing and tensing in different ways when Adrian puts her arm around Genevieve's shoulder and leads her further into the room. Genevieve sees people shooting her half-impressed, half-jealous looks as she's led through the room by the star, and frankly, the most beautiful woman in the entire room. Like they're saying, what do you have, huh? Genevieve has no idea, but she lets herself feel a little smug anyway. So, she volunteers, what makes me interesting? Adrian smiles at her and takes them to two empty stools at the bar, even though Genevieve could swear last time she glanced at the bar all the seats were packed full. Genevieve perches on one, resisting the urge to pull her dress down. It's only just above the knee, a softly pleated black skirt flowing down from a lightly embroidered bodice and square-cut neck, but she feels slightly embarrassed when it rucks up to mid-thigh when she crosses her legs on the stool. All that exposed leg compared to Adrian's elegant flow of her silky dress, only her toes peeking demurely out. She sees Adrian glance down, run her eyes up Genevieve's legs, and feels hotly embarrassed. But Adrian seems guileless and genuine, rather than judgmental when she says, Well, for starters, you're wearing the cutest dress in the place. Genevieve blushes again, pleased this time. She says again, Thanks, I adore yours, it's so... Much? Says Adrian doubtfully, looking down. No, exactly the right amount. You look beautiful. Oh, says Adrian, looking genuinely pleased, like she doesn't know every person in this room has their eyes on her with want or envy. Thank you. She runs her fingers through her hair, then grins. Anyway, she says, I remember you because you seem different from a lot of the other people we've had come onto the show. You didn't seem like you dealt in... She considers for a moment, then leans in slightly like she's giving a confidence. All that bullshit, she finishes. Genevieve laughs. Thank you, I guess. It seems sort of embarrassing, but I was actually, in the last stages of finalizing my divorce when I was doing my bits, so, you know. You had enough bullshit to deal with as it was? There wasn't any room for the industry bullshit on top of that? Adrian guesses with a small smile. I'm sorry, he's clearly a fool. Genevieve shrugs and smiles, for some reason not bristling under the platitude like she has with so much of the insincere pity she's been getting since. Thanks, but not really. Jared was great, just not great with me or me with him, you know? Oh, Adrian's mouth drops open. Jared, of course. I think I knew that. You know, Supernatural, right? Genevieve smiles wryly. Yeah. She knew Adrian had been on Supernatural, but it had always seemed a bit random and pointless to bring it up in the few casual conversations they'd had when Genevieve had been filming. So, hey, you were in the same show I was, but in totally different seasons. But hey, we kind of shared a love interest. How about that? So you know he's a pretty good guy. Adrian nods. He always seemed it, though wondering if I should revise my opinion. She tilts her head again, hair swaying out. Good taste, though. Genevieve laughs self-consciously. Yeah, he's definitely hot and, like I said, great guy, but we just... Adrian raises her eyebrows. Who says I was talking about your taste? Genevieve stops mid-sentence, hand literally paused in midair, still holding onto her glass. Adrian keeps looking at her, a dark, steady look, and Genevieve can't be misreading signals because that was a come-on, right? But she's seeing things through the lens of her crush, surely, because there's no way Adrian Palicki, Wonder Woman, rising star, walking wet dream of comics fanboys everywhere, just came onto a random female guest star in the middle of her own rap party. Genevieve blinks and puts her glass down on the bar with a clink that makes Adrian start a little bit and dart her eyes around before leaning in a little closer. Genevieve's heart gives a quick thump-thump in her chest. I, she says, at the same time Adrian says, Adrian laughs and shakes her head. Look, sorry, that was pretty cheesy of me and totally not what I meant to say, but now I'm in... Look, one of the reasons I know your name and remember every conversation I've had with you is because you're the most gorgeous person I've seen in a long time, and I could not get you out of my head after we filmed our scenes. She glances around again quickly, but for all they've been garnering regular curious and jealous looks, no one's close enough to hear them over the familiar hum of chatter and low music. Still, Genevieve blinks, then lifts her glass again and takes two big gulps, clattering the empty glass back down on the bar. She licks her lips, sees Adrian track the movement, and her belly dips hotly with the insane, terrifying giddiness of a distant crush, transforming this rapidly into a serious possibility. She doesn't know what to do with her hands. Isn't this dangerous? She says. You hardly know me, really, and this could seriously screw with your career. Adrian looks at her steadily, shrugs slightly, her beautiful bare shoulders catching in the light. Maybe I'm being reckless, but whether you want this at all or not, I guess I trust you. I'm really sorry if I was too forward, if you feel, obligated or anything. I just wanted to let you know, says Genevieve. God, no, I'd never feel obligated. I guess I don't know you that well either, but I know you wouldn't. And you can trust me. Adrian nods, wets her lips, and this time it's Genevieve's turn to track the movement, the pink flash of her tongue over the shiny swell of her plump lower lip. And? Adrian's eyes are a bright blue against the dark shine of her hair and the sparkly black kohl lining her eyes. Her skin is flawlessly creamy from her softly pink cheeks down to her smooth jaw to the elegantly strong lines of her neck, collarbones, and shoulders. Genevieve can't think looking at her. She closes her eyes. I've never even wanted a woman before, not really. The thoughts she had at school were a rite of passage, she'd always been told, and she's never felt anything like this dizzy, confusing want for Adrian. But, and there's a pretty simple truth here, I want you. Something seems to free up in her once she said that. She wants Adrian. There's no point in worrying about it, because that's the truth, and she can revel in it or be scared of it, and she's fed up of being scared of things. And, more importantly, Adrian wants her. She opens her eyes and Adrian's looking at her, and she feels desired and invincible suddenly. She grins wickedly and sees Adrian's mouth part as she sucks in a breath. So come on. Adrian blinks at her, eyes noticeably darker, but now narrowed a little in surprise. What, now? Genevieve feels giddy, claiming back some of the power Adrian's had over their interactions all night. Patience isn't my strong suit, she says, and Adrian's mouth closes, pulls up into a smirk, and she gives Genevieve an appraising look. Act natural, she says, and come with me. She rises gracefully from her chair, the dress shifting in a whisper. Genevieve follows her, uncrossing her legs and standing up as gracefully as she can with anticipation thrumming through her. Her pleated layered skirt sways around her thighs, the brush of it against her bare skin feeling sensual and intimate. Good God, this is only her own dress. She doesn't want to imagine how it will feel when Adrian touches her. Or rather, she really does. Adrian weaves through the crowd, people easily parting for her, closing again into their little social bubbles almost before Genevieve's managed to follow Adrian's path. Genevieve can't get too pissed at them, however. They're just jealous, and they have more right to be than they even know. Adrian comes to a stop next to the exec who owns the house, a balding little guy who has his eyes permanently fixed just far enough below Adrian's chest to be uncomfortably sleazy. Genevieve has an uncomfortable moment of not quite being able to blame him, however, as Adrian bends down to talk into his ear. Gravity pushes out the luscious swell of her breasts above the top of the dress, gives Genevieve a glance into her lush cleavage, and her mouth waters. She swallows and tries to listen to what Adrian's saying through the noise of the room. Something about her friend having a family emergency, who's lost her phone and needs to use his emergency line. He twists back to look at Genevieve then, squinting through his two close-together eyes, and Genevieve realizes she's the friend. She drops her shoulders and tries to look worried and appropriately like someone who's having a family emergency, and not someone who's flushed and excited at the thought of sneaking off to fuck the girl he's clearly gagging for. He scrutinizes her, then nods, whispers something to Adrienne, who nods back and beckons Genevieve over. Genevieve follows her out of the main room, through another room with scattered couches and scattered clumps of people, then up some dark stairs to an empty hallway until they reach a locked door with a keypad. Adrian glances up and down the hallway, then looks at Genevieve and grins, a wide, naughty thing, tongue caught between her teeth, and punches in the code the exec must have given her. Genevieve muffles a bright laugh in her hand, then yelps as Adrian drags her into the room. The door closes behind them, and Genevieve's chest hitches with a flash of nerves and rush of arousal, making her skin tingle all over. Now remember, Adrian is saying as she gestures around the room, which looks like a private study with a wide leather couch to the side and a big oak desk towards the end of the room. You've remembered you need to remind the babysitter that your nephew needs his insulin and you've lost your phone and you need to tell her urgently, and Marcus has kindly allowed us access into his private study to use his personal telephone. How long is this hypothetical telephone call going to last? Asked Genevieve. Adrian looks Genevieve up and down, a slow, intense sweep of her eyes, and Genevieve sways, knees going weak with the rising wave of arousal. "Christ," she says faintly. "Honestly," says Adrian, eyes fixed intently on Genevieve's face. "Not that long." She gives that mischievous grin again, but a smaller, sexier one, and takes a step forward. Genevieve's pulse is racing, roaring in her ears, pounding in her chest, and in a hard, urgent little beat between her legs. Adrian stops, her white teeth catching on the pink swell of her mouth. You don't have to. "Oh, I really, really do," says Genevieve fervently, and gives in, lets her worry and caution go, lets her hungry id drive her the last two steps to Adrian. Adrian watches her come, head tilting down to keep eye contact as Genevieve steps in closer. Genevieve tilts her own face up until their noses are inches apart and Adrian's hair falls forward, a shiny curtain on both sides enclosing them. Adrian brings up a hand and cups Genevieve's face. "You're fucking gorgeous," she says. "Look who's talking," says Genevieve softly. She puts her hand on Adrian's hips, palms slipping over the satin. Adrian has slim, boyish hips, and for a moment Genevieve's reminded of Jared's narrow, angular hips, but she pushes it away, spreads her thumbs until she presses into the slight softness of Adrian's belly, then slides her hands luxuriously up until she can cup the underside of Adrian's breasts, the weight and shape of them gorgeous even through the ruched fabric. She squeezes slightly, a sharp pulse of arousal going through her at the unfamiliar give under her palms. Adrian gasps, then she's pressing forward, her nose bumping against Genevieve's for a tense, long second, a held breath of gorgeous anticipation before her mouth presses against Genevieve's. Her lips are warm, slightly tacky with lip gloss and plumply soft, undeniably female and intoxicating. Genevieve makes a helpless noise and sucks in a breath under her nose and moves her mouth against Adrian's. The smooth, soft, full slide of their mouths against each other is intensely sensual, unlike any kiss she's had with a man, and the pulse between her legs is going harder than ever, a growing ache. She opens her mouth wider, belly dipping as Adrian does also, the hot, wet openness of their mouths pressed together, the intimate feel of the wet inside of Adrian's mouth against the soft skin of her upper lip, closing her lips around Adrian's bottom lip and sucking at it before opening wide again and pressing closer. Her hands have slid around to Adrian's back, and they press into each other. Adrian's dress slides easily against her, no barrier to the heat and solid reality of Adrian's lean, long body pressed against Genevieve's. Adrian moans, a sighing, shaky noise, and she slides her tongue coyly into Genevieve's mouth, rubs it deep and slick when Genevieve presses her own against it. The kiss turns dirty rapidly, their tongues sliding faster and deeper against each other, and Genevieve's mouth is starting to feel swollen and used, her jaw aching as she widens her mouth deep and filthy, Adrian rubbing a thumb along her jaw and coaxing the kiss wider. "Fuck," mutters Adrian into the kiss. "You don't even know. I wanted to do this to you the whole time we were filming. I'm talking Technicolor fantasies. I'm awful. Director couldn't shut up about our chemistry. I wanted to tell him, get me someone I want to permanently jump, and hell yes, I'll have chemistry with them." And Genevieve feels impossible and sexy. She can't stay standing much longer, her legs feeling unreal and rubbery. She breaks the kiss and gasps against Adrian's neck, opening her mouth against it and rubbing small kisses over the softness of the skin there, the tang of her perfume making Genevieve's mouth purse. What do you want?" Adrian moans. "I want..." Genevieve slides her hand down Adrian's side, down the lean stretch of her thigh, tries to gather up her dress, but there's too much of it. "Off," she demands. She steps back and looks expectant. Adrian grins at her, arms going behind her back. "Pushy for someone new to this," she says, a flirty sort of affection taking any sting from the words. Genevieve raises one eyebrow. "I know what I like. Oh," she says as Adrian undoes the clasp and zipper and shakes the dress to the floor in a shimmery floof of satin, leaving her naked but for a pale blue scrap of a thong. Genevieve steps back in, eyes fixed on the gorgeous swell of her tits, makes an involuntary noise as she cups them with her hands, their weight delicious against her palms. The smoothness of the skin on the underswell is something she desperately wants to feel with her mouth, so she does, leans in, hardly needs to lean down to brush her lips along that velvety skin. Her lips catch on the peaked stiffness of Adrian's nipple, and she takes it into her mouth as Adrian moans. She suckles on it, flickers her tongue over and over, repeats the motion when Adrian clutches a hand in her hair, bites down lightly, then harder as Adrian moans loudly and shudders. She pulls back, delighted at how responsive Adrian is. She likes having her own tits squeezed, but her nipples aren't much more sensitive than the rest. It's intoxicating, apparently, to play with someone for whom it works. You like that? She asks, glancing up. Adrian uses her grip on Genevieve's hair to tug her lightly up into a kiss. God, yes, she gasps. Goes fucking right to my clit. She bites her lips at that, as if she's worried that's too much for Genevieve, but it just makes Genevieve close her eyes in arousal and imagine. I want to see, she says, and gestures towards the couch. Adrian steps out of her heels and the pile of her dress and heads towards the couch. Genevieve catches her in another kiss as they stand in front of it, catches her thumbs in the elastic of Adrian's tiny panties and tugs them down her thighs until Adrian shakes them off the rest of the way. Genevieve is still fully dressed, and she feels naughty with the length of Adrian all naked against her. She reaches up to press on Adrian's shoulders until Adrian goes down, sits on the couch, and Genevieve follows her down, landing on her knees on the carpet in front. She has her hands on Adrian's knees, and Adrian moans almost fretfully. Jen, she says, you don't... I want to see, says Genevieve, almost desperately, and pushes Adrian's thighs apart, shoulders in closer between them. Adrian moans and arches her head back into the couch, and Genevieve presses a hand to her mouth, teeth biting down on a knuckle and shuddering at how the sight of Adrian's bare, pink pussy hits her right in the gut. Her thighs are long and creamy pale right up on the vulnerable inside of them, and her pussy is neatly shaved and clearly swollen, the lips pulling apart and her clit a swollen nub peeking out shiny from under the hood. Her slit is wet, gleaming in the lamplight, and Genevieve's mouth waters so fiercely it hurts and she rubs at her cheeks. God, you're gorgeous, she says. Jen, Jesus, says Adrian, head now craning forward, awe in her eyes. Are you... I don't know, how, but I wanna taste you, she says, feeling bold and horny and crazy. Believe me, says Adrian, voice thready. It ain't gonna take much skill. Her hands thread themselves eagerly in Genevieve's hair when Genevieve leans in, settles herself right between Adrian's spread thighs. Her pussy looks bizarre this close up, but it doesn't lessen Genevieve's urgent need to press her face into it, make Adrian moan and shake. She presses her hands to the inside of Adrian's thighs, presses them even further open, and rubs her thumbs up the inside creases, noses over the hot, smooth skin just above her pussy, breathes in deep the sharp, clean, pungent smell of her. Jen, moans Adrian, so Genevieve presses in, her tongue, flattened, spreads open Adrian's lips and coats her in wetness, which she rubs up, bumping over Adrian's clit and making her jolt and shudder. She's never done this, but she's had it done, of course, and she knows the basics of what's likely to feel good. She purses her lips to wrap them around Adrian's swollen clit, including the hood, and suckles at it like she had Adrian's nipple. The reaction is good, Adrian's thighs tensing hard around Genevieve's head, and her hips starting to shift around. Genevieve lets go, moves down to fuck her tongue in and out of Adrian's cunt, the motion slick and frictionless with her generous wetness. Adrian says something like, more, so Genevieve gets her right hand in and slides two fingers into Adrian's pussy, greedily sucked in. She wriggles them fast inside Adrian, then crooks them upwards and rubs big, firm circles, hoping to get her G-spot, and starts sucking on her clit again, passing over it with firm licks. She shifts angles and pressures on both until she finds the combination that has Adrian shout out something incoherent and lose any politeness or restraint she'd had and start humping Genevieve's face in a shuddering rhythm of her hips. Genevieve takes it as a compliment, feeling powerful and sexy. Adrian comes fast and hard, thighs rigid and hips raised up off the couch, cunt squeezing down in a vice-tight squelch around Genevieve's fingers before she relaxes into fluttering spasms, one hand moving out of Genevieve's hair to push her mouth away from Adrian's oversensitive clit. Oh God, she mutters as her hips relax back down into the couch. Aftershock still fluttering her cunt around Genevieve's fingers in bigger increments of time until Genevieve reckons she's almost completely done and draws her fingers out, sucking them clean. She thinks she likes the taste, better than cum. Holy shit, says Adrian, sounding shell-shocked, looking like every fantasy Genevieve had hardly dared herself to have, sprawled out unashamedly naked and sex-flushed, tits gleaming with the light sheen of sweat, long thighs collapsing in against Genevieve's sides, cunt a gleaming wet mess. You're a quick goddamn study. Come here. Genevieve doesn't need telling twice. Her whole body's a pounding heartbeat centered between her legs, the urgent throb shaking down in her thighs. She climbs up onto Adrian's lap, feeling sexy as hell, still fully dressed as her thighs slide either side of Adrian's naked ones. Adrian slides her hands up Genevieve's thighs under the skirt, and Genevieve gasps when they reach her panties. Adrienne wanders her fingers over them, walking her fingertips over Genevieve's cunt through her underwear. "Soaked right through these, haven't you, just from eating me out?" she murmurs. "Naughty." She rubs a frustrating circle with a fingernail against the wet material over Genevieve's clit, sending maddening tingles through her thighs, so fucking close that even that light touch could set her off. Adrienne runs a firm finger down the middle of her, over her slit, and her cunt clenches in warning. Almost, almost. So close her arms are prickling with it, and her scalp feels too hot. Don't tease, she gasps, and Adrienne grins. Wouldn't dream of it, she says, and brings her hand up enough to slip into the front of Genevieve's panties and slide inside, two fingers pressing between her slick lips, bumping over her clit to slide in easy as a hot knife through butter into her aching, slippery cunt. The pressure over her clit starts it, sparks the fuse, no stopping it as it roars up, but it's the long, long press of Adrienne's two fingers deep inside her that ends it, lets her fall headfirst into something huge and all-consuming. It shakes her all the way through as Adrienne reaches deep and smooth inside her, gives her a slim, just enough intrusion to clench down on, orgasm-ringing cries and broken noises out of her, making her toes cramp and legs ache. She comes down slowly, slumping down Adrienne's chest. Adrienne's fingers still moving leisurely inside her, and she thinks she could probably go into another one when Adrienne says regretfully, "We should probably have finished the, telephone call by now." God, their surroundings start to make sense to Genevieve again. They're at the damn rap party, someone else's private study in someone else's house. She sits up and yawns, and Adrienne watches her with sleepily affectionate eyes. God, I'd forgotten where we were. Adrienne looks smug, then laughs as Genevieve swats at her. Okay, I know, I'm a sex goddess, it's a problem. Frankly, I'm impressed you still know your own name. Do you? Genevieve glares at her, though she can't keep it up when she lets her gaze track down Adrienne's body again. Adrienne rolls her eyes at her and steps back into her dress, and Genevieve helps her pull it up. Adrienne looks at her hand and says, God, we are going to stink of sex. Genevieve wants to laugh, though she also does not want, for either of their sakes, to walk back into that room with it obvious what they've done. Adrienne looks at her. Lucky I think I remember a back entrance from here. Come with? Genevieve nods, then stops. I can't remember who I got a ride here with. I'm kind of stuck. Adrienne waves a hand. I can get my driver to come around and take us. She looks unsure, oddly so for someone who just had her fingers knuckle deep in Genevieve's pussy. I can take you back to mine? Genevieve grins. Bit late to be shy, isn't it? Adrienne shrugs. No, I mean, this was, you know, awesome, but it was kind of a crazy impulse thing. I don't know if you just wanted to go home and forget it happened. Genevieve shakes her head. It was crazy and impulsive, but I've never been about one-night stands. I don't know what to expect, but I do want to do that again. She grins, more lightly than she feels. This was not something she even imagined was possible before tonight, her brain still reeling from the whiplash change from safe, unlikely lesbian fantasies to full-on mind-blowing sex that's actually happened. But now she's had it, there's something greedy and possessive in her that wants more of this astonishing woman. And so, I figure, we'll take the rest as it comes. No bullshit. Adrienne smiles back, slow. No bullshit, she says, and draws Genevieve towards her for a kiss. The end.